Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, February 18th, 2026. Our gospel passage today comes from St. Luke, where he writes, "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you." On this first day of Lent, we hear Jesus speaking with unmistakable clarity about prayer. He does not begin by telling us how long to pray, what words to use, or how often to kneel. Instead, he tells us where to pray. He says, "When you pray, go to your inner room and close the door." Jesus is not condemning public prayer. He himself prayed in synagogues and in the temple. What he is warning us against is something far subtler and far more dangerous: a faith that performs rather than listens, a prayer that seeks affirmation rather than communion. The inner room is not primarily a physical space. It is the hidden place of the heart, the place where we are no longer managing impressions, no longer rehearsing the right words, no longer pretending to be better than we are. It is the place where the ashes truly belong. Ashes tell the truth. They strip us of illusion. They remind us all that appearances eventually fall away. And that is precisely why Lent begins here, with prayer that is hidden, honest, and unadorned. Jesus says, "Your Father who sees in secret." Notice, God already sees. Prayer is not about informing God, persuading him, or impressing him. It's about consenting to be seen fully, truthfully, without defense. The danger Jesus names is hypocrisy, not merely saying one thing and doing another, but living from the outside in. Hypocrisy happens when the external life of faith grows louder while the interior life grows quieter. When gestures multiply but intimacy diminishes. When we begin to mistake visibility for holiness. Lent invites a reversal. The disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are not spiritual performances. They are doorways, ways of closing certain doors so that one door may finally open, the door of the heart. To pray in secret is to allow God access to the places we normally keep locked: our fatigue, our resentment, our shame, our longing, our unanswered questions. It is to remain when distraction would be easier, to stay silent when words would protect us. This kind of prayer often feels unproductive. Nothing dramatic happens. No insights arrive on schedule. But something deeper is taking place. Trust is being formed. Dependence is being relearned. Love is being purified. And Jesus promises something astonishing. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Not with applause, not with recognition, but with Himself. This Lent, the invitation is not to pray more impressively, but to pray more truthfully. To enter the inner room daily, even briefly, and to allow God to look upon us with the same love with which He looks upon His Son. Ashes on our heads, silence in our hearts, a door closed, a Father waiting. This is where Lent begins. Let us pray. Father of mercy, you see us as we are, not as we appear. You know the prayers we speak and the prayers we avoid. This Lent, draw us into the inner room of the heart. Close the door on our need to be seen, to be admired, to be justified. Teach us to remain with you in silence, to trust that being known by you is enough. Purify our hearts, purify our prayer, humble our fasting, and when and widen our hearts in love for others. As we carry the ashes of our mortality, give us the grace of hidden faith, quiet fidelity, and a deeper hunger for you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we share a passage from Scripture and reflect over it, applying it to our hearts. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.